Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. I've been fortunate enough today to catch up with Jim Williams of Arion Silver. Are you there, Jim?
I am, Doc. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Okay, so it would appear that, that we've had a couple of RNSs from the company in quick succession. The initial one forcing a huge kind of spike in the share price. The interest level certainly seems to be there. Do you want to give us a brief overview of what's been going on with Arion Silver over the last kind of, you know, few months on the build up to your most recent the RNS that went out earlier last week?
Okay, well basically look, Arion Silver has been listing now for the last 10 years, and in, you know, the latter part of last year, last quarter of last year, we were actually in commercial production, and we had our, given the metal prices, we had some issues, obviously, with ramping up to bigger production, and the US-based investor called the money in, essentially, so we defaulted, and we've unwound all that, and the first RNS you referred to just now was basically saying to the market, the deal with the Quintana, the US-based lending fund, is all now complete. We are debt-free. They've paid us $700,000, US dollars, to assist them with unwinding the situation in Mexico, and that's all been done and dusted now. And the second release basically refers to their successful completion of £750,000 raised by Bluefoot Security, and on top of that, the directors have participated another nearly £50,000. So there was just under £800,000 raised on the market within the last few days.
So you've got you've tied up the business, the legacy issues that perhaps had been kind of, well, you know, a great success once upon a time and then hampered you a little later on. You've tied things up, you're debt-free, you've raised £800,000. There was a bit of cash in the till. I mean, I think, you know, your market cap probably is valued somewhere near that cash position. So that kind of discounts the assets that you have still under management. Is it a bit of a gimme at this level?
Well, it is. What we have to do now is essentially, as I said in my RNS, I said this is a new chapter, right, in RN. So yes, we made a few mistakes before. We underestimated how low silver would go, and also lead and zinc in this case. But look, at the end of the day, metal prices dropped, and that mine could not make money at those metal prices with the production throughput we had. So right now, we've lost the mine. Okay. Unfortunate, but it's happened. No point crying over this. Let's rebuild ourselves. Let's make more acquisitions in the next few months. Do the job better next time. And let's make money for shareholders.
That was leading me nicely on with the next question. What we kind of find within the markets is there's a lack of drive from companies, there's a lack of appetite from investors, and just all too often we don't see the people out there in the markets getting a bang for the buck. I'm assuming from that comment, let's make money for investors, that you're quite well motivated here.
Well, I am motivated, and one of the reasons I'm motivated, for me this is a personal thing, right? I co-founded this company back in 2004. I'm not just a CEO who's been shipped in to do someone else's job. This is my company, right? In a funny way. So I want to make this work. And when this company sold or whatever happens to the company in the future, I want to walk away with my shoulders back and head high. I could have done that in 2011 when we had a £185 million market capitalization. But I didn't. And I didn't do it likewise when we were on the troughs in the last few months when we had, a market cap of next to nothing. So persevere, make it work, and make it work for everybody.
Well, Jim, that's about as much as I guess we need for now. It's certainly interesting. I'll be monitoring the story and the situation. Hopefully, when we start to see things unfold a bit more and the market's got a bit more kind of clarity on potential growth and acquisitions, we can talk again. The assets that you've got in Mexico, just quickly, it's a different story nowadays, isn't it? I mean, I've seen a lot of commentary over the last 12 months with the kind of resource sector within Mexico really opening up and actually, you know, actively encouraging, you know, outside sources into the country and welcoming them with open arms. Is that going to help with those assets out in Mexico, or have you already, you know, are they tucked away and nicely taken care of already? I mean, is it a pro or con?
Well, it's a pro, and you know, and anything which is a pro is going to help anybody in this business in Mexico. I've been in Mexico for more than 10 years now, and I've seen three different presidents in that time. This new chap, Nieto, is very pro-mining from a national basis and also from a local government basis. So, you know, Zacatecas State, where we are, is very pro-mining. The biggest names in Mexico, like Pinoles, Fresnillo, are all started off in Zacatecas State. So there's huge upside in Mexico. Not all things are easy. But not all things are easy anywhere in the world, including the UK. So you have to persevere and accept the hurdles when they come. But all these hurdles, with the right approach, are overcomeable.
So we've started at the bottom. We hit that level at 185 million. We're back to scratch. It's a new day and a new dawn. And I wish you all the best. That's Jim Williams of Ariane Silver. Thanks for your time, Jim.
Doc, thank you very much.